spiritualism connotation.
Yeah, because here he will say, "As nahon khane yaqin chun micheshat," means that from that. No, that secret place of the belief. This is what he wants to say.
Certainty, right?
Pardon me?
Certainty.
No, because yaqin is iqan, is more than that, is close to iman, and so on and so on. Yes, certainty included. Yes. Clairvoyance is too much. Yeah. The certainty, the hidden place of certainty, yes.
O thou whose belly is greedy, turn away thus.
Okay, five lines he's reading, and I'm not going to read it for you. Because it's not Persian, it's in Arabic. Suddenly Rumi arrives in a place that he'll say, how could I say it? Suddenly he became poetical and Arabic language, therefore it's Arabic, yes, read it.
O thou whose belly is greedy, turn away thus. The only method is change of food. O thou whose heart is sick, turn to the remedy. The entire regimen is change of disposition. O thou who art kept in want of food, thou wilt escape if thou suffer thyself to be weaned. Verily, in hunger there is plenteous food. Serve thou it diligently, and cherish the hope, O Shrinka. Feed on the light, be like the eye, be in accord with the angels, O best of mankind.
Okay, now it comes to Persian to say that again and again. Yes?
Like the angel, make the glorification of God thy food, that like the angels, thou mayest be delivered from vexation. If Gabriel pays no attention to the carcass, how should he be inferior in strength to the vulture? What a goodly table is spread in the world, but it is a quite hidden from the eyes of the vile. Though the world should become a delightful orchard, still the portion of the mouse and the snake would consist of
earth. Okay, very simple, right? First in Arabic, then in Persian, he gave that advice, like the prescription that the doctors will give you. He said, listen, first of all, you have this greed, and to get free of that greed, you have to change what you eat. Your heart is sick. Whatever you do, you should do to make your sick heart good, healthy. Do the stuff that we are talking here. Your food should be the spiritual food. Then the physical food will vanish. Therefore, you will change. Let me tell you this. They put something in here which is the most beautiful stuff here, but it's secret. And the normal people, they don't see it. Let me put it this way. If suddenly the universe becomes the paradise of having everything, then what will happen to that serpent? Nothing. That serpent needs that normal food. All this beautiful stuff which is here is not the food of the serpent. That's the secret. There is this secret life which is a life full of pleasure, full of knowledge. But it's a secret. Only a few know it and we follow it. The rest, they don't even know that this stuff exists. The rest of the people, they even deny it. Let's go to that, next paragraph. Everybody is denying it. So he's explaining that, listen, what I'm talking about is a simple stuff, but somehow complicated, because your brain doesn't want to accept it. And before you change, you don't get it. Is what? I'm talking about changing yourself from animal to human being. Means what? Means all of this that I'm talking about. A normal fellow should say, then what? What are you talking about? A normal fellow couldn't understand this. But even if you taste it, somehow, somewhere, you will learn something. You will concentrate, you will meditate. Something happens, suddenly you will taste the other life we are talking about, and you will realize what is joy and happiness. Joy and happiness is not for animals. For animals, there is satisfaction only. But for us, sitting down and watching the beauty of a sunset is something. That's the food for our spirit. And when you get a bite of that food, suddenly the physical food for you is no fun at all. Yes?
How the corporealists ignore the food of the spirit. Mm-hmm. And tremble with anxiety for the vile food. Its food is earth, whether in winter or in spring. Thou art the Lord of creation. How is it thou eatest earth like the snake?
Yeah, the serpent eats the dirt. I would say, okay, dirt is the food for serpent. You are the king, you are the human being. Why should you eat the earth? That's the food of that animal. Yes?
The woodworm in the midst of wood says, for whom should be such fine sweetmeat? Mm-hmm. The dungworm amidst that pollution knows no dessert in the world but filth.
Yeah. So he divided it. He said, what I'm talking about is like this, with three verses to tell you what is the subject that I'm talking about. Is this, that a worm in the wood is happy because he doesn't know outside what is going on. That insect which is living with the dung. Okay, the dung is fantastic for that animal. What about you? Because we are not that animal. Then he would say, let's pray. Means, okay, I thought this is wrong, this is wrong, this is bad, this is awful. Now let me tell you what is right, what is correct. Yes.
Prayer. O God, who art without peer, show favor. Since thou hast bestowed on ear this discourse as an ear ring, take hold of our ear and draw us along to the assembly where the joyous revelers drink of thy wine. For as much as thou hast caused a waft of its perfume to reach us, do not stop the head of that wineskin, O Lord of the judgment. Whether they are male or female, they drink from thee. For thou whose help is besought, thou art stintless in giving. O thou by whom the unspoken prayer is answered, who bestowest at every moment 100 bounties on the heart.
Okay, are you paying attention? What's going on? He started to pray. Okay, he prays very simple. He starts very simple point that, okay, thank you God because you gave us the ring in the ear, the ability to listen to this. Give us more. Please don't hide it, don't cut it, because you gave us a little bit of this. Now we are eager to have this. We want to forget the other one. You, the God that the acceptance of the prayer is with you before even we pray. You see how he is transformed. This is, Rumi is playing the role of that guy who is transformed. Now understand what it is. So he's praying for more and more and more. To let you remember something, please remember, there are 2 points here. First, that beyond the logic we are talking about is invisible, and it's not for everyone, and it's not everywhere, and it needs a hell of a work to find. Okay, we accept that, but if you try it, when you taste it, that's it. You go for more and more and more, because that taste is working on you, seriously. Why? The second point is here, that remember that taste I'm talking about? He is giving us that taste. Not we find it. Not by accident we found it. This is that attraction which is in the human being. We have some tendency in our heart towards appreciating the beauty, appreciation of kindness, and understanding the beauty. What are all these? Says this is deep down in all of us, and it needs to be provoked. This is what the transformed people normally do. They provoke that one, because they know that when that feeling is provoked in you, you don't give up. You choose this one. Yes.
Thou hast lined some letters of writing. Rocks have become as wax for loving them. Mm-hmm. Thou hast scribed the noon of the eyebrow, the sad of the eye, and the dew of the ear as a distraction to 100 minds and understandings. By those letters of line, the intellect is made to weave subtle coils. Write on, O accomplished calligrapher. At each moment thou shapest beauteously pictured forms of fantasy, suitable to every thought, upon my existence. On the table of fantasy thou inscribed wondrous letters, eye and profile and cheek and mole.
Okay, the translation of these verses is almost impossible, because he's not talking. He's somehow poetically, like praying, is appreciating some hidden beauties here. And with all of that, wants to increase that feeling that he wants to put in this prayer. That feeling is what? He said, okay, first of all, look at the noon of the eye and the jim of the ear, alphabets who represent the eye and the ear and blah, 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 blah. He's talking about what? He's talking about this, literature. What is literature? Rumi put down some words here, and I read those words, and it starts working in me. What's happening? This is what it is. This is what humanity is. Talking and writing, language, remember? Here he will say, oh, you God, you gave us the language. You gave us the instrument to dig, to understand the deeper meaning in here. Because on the tablet fantasy, yeah, because that fantasy could be the translation of the word khiyal. Here is imagination. Remember that dimension. He says, you gave us that dimension, and in our imagination you put it these alphabets, you insane us something. Then, yes,